This is for a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Salaamu Alaikum and welcome to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. This is Sister Zeenat, your host, and today's topic is fearlessness of Allah's plan. Now, we have to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that we have to believe that this life is a very, very big test. Now, we all have planned a life in a very normal way. Now, you know, the reason for pursuing education, to get degrees, is to get a good job or have money, make money, of course. Everything is make money, right? Whether we are doing a business or a job, it's making money. So, no matter what happens in our life, you know, we plan money, we plan marriage, we plan kids, we plan property, we plan health. But things don't go accordingly, right? Over here, you know, it goes up. Life is supposed to be difficult. Life is not supposed to be easy because life is a test. And every action also has its own reaction. And there is also Allah's plan. So Allah possesses two kinds of qualities. One is good and one is severe. So the Arabic word as Jamali, Jamal, another one is Jalali. Let's start talking about that. That's a very interesting topic. Example of good qualities are His being Rahman, which is beneficent, Rahim, which is merciful, Kareem, generous, Halim, which is magnanimous, and Shakur, which is thankful. And one who forgives is Ghafur. Now the Jalil example, a severe example, is His being mighty, one who punishes, one who retributes, one who degrades, one who is proud, one who is severe and is punishing. So hence Allah informs of His good qualities and also His severe qualities. So we have been discussing last time, we have to have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask for forgiveness and even fear Him, because these are the two qualities that He has. So in Surah Al-Hijr, it is mentioned that, inform my servants that I am the forgiving, the merciful, and that my punishment, that is the painful punishment. So we definitely have to fear Him. Elsewhere, Allah says, the forgiver of faults and the acceptor of repentance, severe to punish, Lord of bounty, which is mentioned in Surah Ghafir. So thus, Allah is the most merciful of the merciful in the matters of forgiveness and also the most severe in retributions. So this is a clear proof that Allah is a forgiver, but He can be even severe in punishing. You know, for those people who think sins are okay, just go out and do it and not just, you know, care about Allah. No. He can be very senior, but definitely Allah has a lot of blessing. He gives us time. He does not punish us immediately. That's why we do not realize that in this world. So, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hopes are the signs of understanding. So, one who recognizes the boundless expanse of Allah's mercy is bound to have a great hopes. If he has repented his sins, will be forgiven. If he has worshipped Allah, his invocations will be accepted. And Allah in His generosity will let him have the maximum benefit. Allah is known to be forgivers of sin and acceptors of prayers. In the same way, the knowledge of severity of Allah, chaste, you know, His punishment for every sin will make one tremble with fear. The fear of Allah inspires a person with understanding that insulates him from transgressing the bounds of prohibition and compels him towards sincere repentance. Now, you know, talking about this topic, have you ever heard about, yes, we have heard many times about Amir al-Mu'mineen. When he used to make wudu, you know, and stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for salat, his face used to get gray and pale in such a way that when he, you know, he used to stand in fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, you know, when he was attacked, you know, when he had a sword or a knife on his feet, you know, the people said, if you want to take out the knife from his feet, you know, do it while he's praying, because while he's praying, he's just with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the best time you can take out the knife. He's not going to feel the pain because he is totally with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he was asked, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, why does your face get gray, you know, and so fearful while you are standing for prayers? He says, do you know who you are standing in front of? He's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the creator of the entire world. So I am, you know, I fear him. I love him. That's something else, but I also fear him.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
When they used to make du'as, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, when they used to make du'as, their du'as used to be in such a way that they used to ask, Ya Allah, forgive me for everything wrong. Make me a better person. You have given me so much blessings. Please don't take away the blessings from me. When people used to, you know, listen to that du'a, people used to be like, Prophet, you are such a perfect person. Why do you ask such kind of a du'a? Basically, that du'as are for us. You know, to hope in Allah, ask for forgiveness, and you know, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understand that Allah is the biggest punisher and do not take his words lightly. The words that comes in the Holy Quran and we take it lightly, we say, I'm not such religious. I'm not a religious person, the word come. I am not so religious is actually, you're taking Allah's word for granted. You know, when Allah says, I will punish you, he's going to punish you. So do not take his words for granted. We have to learn the Holy Quran, which is actually on the smartphone. We all have the smartphone in hand. We are on WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter. We cannot give an example. Oh, we do not have time. We all have time. If we have time to be on social media, on Facebook and Twitter and watch a reality show and watch a movie, go to a theater, whatever you're doing, party, that means we have time. We can open the Google, read or listen, put the headphones on, easy live, smartphone live, listen to the translation or the details of the Holy Quran, which is online available, and understand the Holy Quran, which makes us understand the discipline of life, the way of life. So this is really, very important. The fear of Allah inspires a person with understand that insulates him from transgressing the bounds of prohibition and compels him towards sincere repentance. When we are in the throes of temptation to commit an aggression, we have to be extremely cautious not to give it. It may be so happen that the particular sins we are about to commit will seal or fail and deprive us forever by Allah's mercy and forgiveness, which is not really good. We have to understand this thing that while we are sinning any kind of a sin, okay, one of the sin is not offering a salat, especially the morning salat. So it is a sin not to offer salat. So it becomes so casual for us that we take this big sin very easy. So it says very clearly, do not take your sins easy. Allah may take away blessings from us. And second point, again, backbiting. You know, creating split firing, lying, sitting and gossiping. Do not take it easy. Maybe we are just used to. Do not take it easy because Allah will take away blessing from us. Because Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam has said, one who intends to commit a sin should control his selfish desires and must not put it to practice. Certainly when sometimes a person commits a sin, Allah dislikes him and says, by my honors and greatness, I will not forgive you after this. And this is not really good. You know, sometimes we get habituated to some kind of sin so easily in a day-to-day life that we don't even care about it. And Allah says, okay, you don't care, I will also not care about you. So we have to be very careful and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even the smallest sin we have to fear, for they are not pardoned. You know, so we have to be very careful for everything and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be very fearful about all our action, whether it's small, whether it's big. Sometimes we are so habituated that we keep doing it, and that is the most tough job. We have to take the pain to curb ourselves and control ourselves. Thank you so much for tuning with us. Stay tuned for another exciting topic. Until then, Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah wa Barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is on our knees. All I need, all I need, all I need, all I need. Oh,
is your love is all I need to be all I need. And I know that you see how much you need. You need to me, 'cause your love is all I need to be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.